Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome to another edition of the Darren Copeland Experience here at Mile High Sports Radio. I am Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. Hope you're having
a
great Thursday.
Our old show was weird. Where do you catch a load of this?
It's Thursday. One more day till the almighty Friday.
Fiesta Friday.
Till Fiesta Friday, yes. And we're hanging out. We just came from a big media event. Had some fun, rubbed some elbows, dropped some names, drank some drinks. It was a good time. And there was some topics that specifically refer to the Rockies that I kind of want to talk to you about. Well, before we get into it.
Okay, yes, there's only a half a game back.
Half a game back?
Yeah.
The Rockies are in first place.
Yeah, not in the whole National League.
I don't care about the whole National League. I don't.
Well, they were going to be a half game up until Washington scored 3 runs in the bottom of the night yesterday.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean,
I know. But still.
What matters is, I mean, just making the playoffs is what matters. Because they've been 3 times in their existence. And it would be nice to go fourth, you know, just to see what it's like. For grins and giggles.
You get to spend extra money for Washington baseball.
Yeah, exactly. But I was very excited this morning because I got up and I thought, I woke up like at 11. So I felt much shame for that because I could not get to sleep last night. I got home, I watched Brockmire, I watched Archer. And then
what happened?
Well, now it's 12:30 and I'm like, okay, now I'm going to try to go to sleep. And I closed my eyes and I could not go to sleep. So finally, it's like 5:30 in the morning, I finally crash out. There's just a lot of bad television on overnight. So I finally crash out. I wake up, and usually I only sleep like 4 hours or so. So I thought, 9 o'clock. I look at my watch. It's 11 o'clock. I'm like, God bless America. So I hate waking up that late. I really do.
I have a solution.
Go to bed earlier?
Well, that's another solution.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm eating pizza.
I know. It's been wonderful.
It has been. Too bad you didn't get any.
I had some breadsticks.
Okay. So what you need to do is you need to get one of those like self-help like video hypnosis videos.
Mm-hmm.
Say video twice. That way it's free.
Okay.
And get one for sleeping. And then you put your headphones on, you put your phone on, and listen to it. You still wake up at 11, but you'll be way more refreshed.
I'll be way more refreshed. Back in the day when I used to work early morning shows, I'd get home like around 11 o'clock. And I'd have to be at the station between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. And I hated it.
You're an evening folk.
I'm a night person, yes.
Night folk.
I'm a night folk. But I'd get home, and I didn't have cable at the time. This is when we were still at KOA. And
you had to get up and like turn the channel.
Well, it wasn't that archaic, but it was, you know, I still had the rabbit ears. But I could get to sleep every time. I'd have lunch, I'd sit down on the couch, and they'd have The Joy of Painting on. The Joy of Painting is for me like sleeping drugs for most people. I love that show, but I would just, his voice was so we're gonna paint a little
so happy. By his voice we mean Bob Ross's
voice was just so soothing. We're going to paint a little happy village here, and here's a mountain and a tree.
Bob Ross, the man who killed multiple people in Vietnam.
Sure, yeah, but great guy. Great, you know. And I was always so frustrated because I would turn it on knowing that it would help me go sleep, but I'd never get to see the finished product. I'm like, oh, I wanted to see what it looked like at the end because it would just miraculously look good. Now that show for me is How It's Made on the Science Channel, and it's just like a voice telling you, like, here's how we make cricket bats, and here's how we make automobiles, and it's a great show, but it will automatically.
I made a cricket bat one time.
Pulling a stick off a tree doesn't count.
No, more than that.
You actually sculpted. I
sculpted a cricket bat. Yeah, I was working at a camp. I was working at a summer camp in upstate New York.
Uh huh.
And so I had a lot of free time, so I went with the lathe and I sanded that thing down, and we got it, you know, we got it all the right shape and everything. And then we got the V in, and you fit the handle in, and I got the, I mean, everything. And then I was hitting it with a tennis ball. I'm like, oh, tennis ball, schmendis ball. Let's talk about baseball. There's a reason why they don't make any bats out of pine, particularly cricket bats.
Just to splinter it.
Oh, terribly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I spent like 6 months on this thing, and I just, oh.
That's one of those things you should have just signed and put in a frame and hung on the wall.
Yeah, now you
know.
Tell me.
Now you know. So I got up this morning, and I was so excited to read about how the Rockies beat the Cubs. Took 2 of 3 in the series and just proved that they are once again, this young pitching staff is.
Why? We talked about that last night, doing the same thing.
But I really thought that after they beat the Cubs.
No, of course not.
That they'd start to pay a little attention. So not a word was said.
No.
Except for a quote from the Cubs manager.
Joe Madden,
who said.
Boulder Collegian.
Who said, well, our.
Met his wife and proposed to his wife in Boulder.
Oh, good for him. He was complaining that the Cubs schedule has been so awkward, and that their problem is that they have a serious lack of sleep. Sleep deprivation is the reason why they're not playing so well. As opposed to just giving credit to the Rockies pitchers, he's going to blame sleep deprivation.
Well, you know, the same thing happened to me this morning, because I woke up and I was I immediately turned on ESPN just to, you know, get my kids mad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's either ESPN or Paw Patrol, and I'm watching ESPN until I have to watch Paw Patrol.
Okay.
So I was sitting there, and they said, oh, Cubs blanked, you know, blanked by Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, like, just, you know, like the Cubs were like tornado, or like the Rockies were like some tornado that just passed by. Tragedy for Cubs. No new reason why it happened.
They played somebody and they lost. How weird is that?
So Hoffman is pitching for the Rockies, and he is technically a rookie.
Right. He's been.
So this is the fourth straight rookie that the Rockies will pitch, and they'll be, if this continues, which it could.
Yeah.
It could lose, too. But
they could.
If it continues to win, they'll be the fourth straight rookie, and they'll be 3-1 in those games.
What's crazy is Hoffman was supposed to be the centerpiece, the jewel of that Tulowitzki trade.
Yep.
And this is the first time he's come up.
He's pitching the bullpen this year.
Right, but he hasn't started.
No, this is his first start this year.
This is his first start. But it's the other rookies that have really kind of, particularly Marquez and Sensatella.
Sensatella's come out of nowhere. No one's going to deny it.
Right.
He came out of, he was in AA.
He had to have been just a throw-in.
No, well, okay, so here's the story that I heard in the press box.
Okay.
I couldn't recall who's telling it. Probably Mick Jagger.
Yes. Mick Jagger was hanging out in the Rockies bullpen, Rockies press box.
So anyway, they were scouting pitchers. In Venezuela, and the Rockies were looking at Herman Marquez.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Herman Marquez got drafted by someone else, or something happened. He went to another camp or whatever it was. So they're like, oh, well, what are we going to do? And then Sensatella came along, and so they're like, oh, my goodness, Sensatella. So they actually, because of Herman Marquez getting drafted by someone else, they actually picked up Sensatella, and then they were able to get Herman Marquez in the draft.
In the trade.
Trade.
Yeah. Because they drafted Sensatella. They got Marquez in the trade.
Okay.
Just
all
be,
your
just
big
be,
words.
Just to be specific.
Your big words like trade and draft.
No,
I mean, come on.
But I mean, it's just a little surprising. And frankly, it would be nice. This guy was supposed to be. This is the guy the Rockies really wanted when they made that trade. And it would be nice to have him. So far, he's pitching really well. Rockies are up 7-0. So you get tacos.
Yay, tacos!
Perfect.
When's the
for
last
Fiesta
time you've
Friday?
Gotten tacos?
Actually, I had tacos last night or yesterday before the show.
I mean,
like gone to Taco Bell.
Taco Toast.
I haven't gone to Taco. I haven't done that. I had a friend when this promotion first started.
Oh, she's just a friend.
And she used to go every day after the Rockies won.
Yeah.
Scored seven
Who
runs.
Who is this?
Her name is Yvette. She's in Chicago now. She's from Chicago. She moved back there with her husband. But she, her and her husband would go to as many Taco Bells as they could do in the course of like a 3-hour period from like 4 to 7 to get as many. And
that's why we have a weight problem in the United States of America, dude, particularly in the heartland.
She scored like 12 tacos one time, like 3 tacos at 4 different Taco Bells, and ate them all. I could eat 12 tacos from Taco Bell easy and go back for a taquerito.
You're not a female.
Well, she wasn't small.
Okay.
I mean, she was short. She wasn't tiny. She could put away the bourbon and tacos.
Her horizontal was not as big as her vertical. No. Her vertical and her horizontal were all out of whack. Yes. One of the two out of whack. Ah!
It's Darren Copeland.